They have different packages. Depends on which one you would prefer. Okay, hold on.
Okay.
Hello, thank you for holding. Am I speaking with Joseph?
Yes.
Great, Joseph. My name's Dan Nelson with Local Splash. How are you doing today?
Good, how are you doing?
Another day in paradise, brother. Thank you for asking.
Yeah.
So just to verify, it's a JWP Wood. Is that correct?
That's right.
Okay, awesome. And let me just run a quick scan online for your business. All right. You're based out of Scottsdale, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So I ran a scan. I see you have Yelp. You're on MapQuest. And you also have a website. That's about it currently online. Is that correct?
Yeah, not a huge online presence.
Okay. So we'll be able to help you out big time. Have you considered first page placement on Google before? Do you already know how this all works?
I've thought about looking into it. I never really have, so I don't know exactly what is involved in doing it.
Okay. So first thing I'll do then, I'll go over our rates with you, and then I'll let you know everything included along with the timeline. That way you know like what to expect and when to expect it. Does that sound good?
Okay. Yeah, sounds good.
Okay. So our rates here are month-to-month, no contracts. Also, we make it a set flat rate. That rate will be at $299 a month for our platinum package.
Okay. And so that essentially, like say, for example, somebody searches the word custom furniture, I would be showing up somewhere on the first page.
Correct.
Within my area.
Yes, sir. You get 20 keyword phrases total. Now, for you to start ranking on the first page of Google, though, for all 20 keyword phrases, the timeline we send you in writing for that is 45 to 60 days. So it is a process to get you up there.
Meaning it doesn't take effect until 45 to 60 days?
So here's the full timeline, okay? Just to fully answer your question. Day one at sign up, we give you access to your client dashboard, which is a tracking and reporting system, just so you could see everything we're doing from one convenient location. Okay? 7 to 10 days from startup, we're going to have your company submitted to Google, Bing, Apple, Yahoo, and Meta, which is Facebook and Instagram. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
We do make you the owner of all those directories. We're just added on as a manager. That way we can optimize and promote you on those directories. Okay, is this making sense so far?
Yep, I'm following.
All right, perfect. I always like to just make sure, you know. Seven to 14 days from sign up, we're going to have your Google listing live and fully optimized. That doesn't mean first page placement yet. That just means your Google page is verified, it's up and running, and we have all the keywords we're targeting you for embedded in the Google page and correlating with all the other directories as well. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Also in that seven to 14 day mark, to get you some traction, we do start social media ads for you. Have you ever seen or used Meta advertising before? Do you know how those work?
I haven't used them before. I've obviously seen them.
Okay. So just so we're on the same page, like let's say I go on my phone and I search custom cabinetry near me, right? Anywhere online. When I go to Facebook or Instagram, cabinetry ads are going to show up on my feed as long as I'm in their targeted area. So it's going to work the same way for you, and we put an easy click now to call action. That way they can just click to call you directly. Okay, basically those ads are so you get some traction while we're working on the programming for first page placement, you know. And again, for you to be on that first page of Google for all 20 keyword phrases, that timeline is 45 to 60 days. Okay?
Okay.
So does that answer your question you asked earlier? Just want to make sure.
Yeah, that all makes sense. And then one more question on that is is there a limit? So I have all these keywords that I'll show up if somebody searches one of these words, but is there a limit on how many times that can happen?
Oh, great question. No, it's not pay-per-click, right? So you could be – you have an unlimited amount of clicks and calls. That's the positive. the downside is it just takes some time to get you up there. But 45 to 60 days, I mean, you'll blink and that's done, you know?
Yeah, exactly. I'm not worried about that. But I was just wondering if there's something like, say, after 1,000 clicks on my website, after a certain keyword has been searched, or whatever the number may be, then I just don't show up anymore, like for that month or something like
no.
that.
No. So that's what you're talking about is called Google Ads. That's a pay-per-click campaign. We do offer those here as well. But, you know, we talk about that as an upgraded service in the future if it's needed, you know?
Okay, so I won't show up as one of the sponsored ones. I'll be one of the first actual links to click on.
Correct. Yes, sir. If you want the sponsored ads, that's in our Platinum Premier package. That's an additional $300. So it would make it $599 monthly. And $300 is going towards your
ad. I don't necessarily want that anyway, so.
Yeah. And it's expensive up there too. Like the cost per click is around $5 to $10 per click. So you're really looking at getting 30 to 60 clicks in that section before you rotate off. If you were to do the Google ads. Yeah.
Okay.
So first thing I want to do, I'm going to have everything we just went over, sent off to you in writing. Let me just pull your email address up. One second here. Huh. It's not on the website. What's the best email address for you?
You could just use jwpwood@yahoo.com.
jwpwood@yahoo.com. Got it. Okay.
Yeah.
So first email coming to you now is going to be titled Google and Facebook Marketing. This has everything we just went over in writing. In a moment here, after I activate your account, you'll also receive from Local Splash Support your welcome email, which will have your login credentials for your tracking system. And you'll also get your initial invoice, which has all the timelines that I went over with you in writing. Okay?
Okay.
All right. And
so would this be, you said $300 a month. Is there any other sign-up costs or would it, if I sign
no,
up for a month
no
right now,
fees.
Is it just going to be $300?
$99 out the door, brother. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's month to month, no contracts.
Cool. Okay. All right. And I can do all, like, say I wanted to cancel, I can go into this dashboard thing that you're sending me and just cancel when I want to.
You could, or I'm going to be your account lead on this. So you're going to have my direct line and extension. If you needed to cancel, pause, or restructure your platform at any point in time, or if you have any questions, you could always call me directly too, and I could get it done for you.
Okay. So let's say I wanted to pause it for like 6 months and then start it again. Is that...
6 months is actually our max that you can pause it for.
Okay.
So yes, sir. Yep.
Okay. So that's fine then. That'll work for me. I don't know that I would want to do it that long. I'm just wondering, you know, the details of all this.
Yeah, it used to be 3. We upped it to 6, but that'll be in your terms of experience too. It's called a seasonal hold. But anything you need at any point in time, just call me and I'll make sure to get it done for you. You know, and I'll get you to the right department if needed too. You know.
Okay, cool.
This phone number, Joseph, the 925-323-9365, is that the best number for your clients to reach you at?
It is, but if possible, I prefer that to be hidden because it's my main cell phone, my personal cell phone too. So
okay.
People can call me there, but I don't want it out on the internet, you know?
Yeah. So what we can do you have a business line at this time or no?
No.
Okay. So we offer call tracking numbers. They're essentially business lines. So what would happen is it'll be we could make it a 925 or whatever area code you want, but essentially they would call that number and it would go to your cell phone. So you'll know it's like a lead coming from Google or Facebook or any of the directories we're submitting you to. So do you want me to put that in for you?
How much extra would that be?
It's included. No additional charge.
Okay. Yeah, that'd be great.
Okay, and if you ever wanted to change it back to your number, we could do that for you too. We do give you an app with it, so you're able to text from your business line too if you wanted or needed to. Okay?
Okay.
All right, so I'll put that in. All right. Just for account purposes, Joseph, what's your last name?
Peterson. P-E-T-E-R-S-E-N.
Got it. Perfect. And company name, so the way you want it branded online, it's registered as JPW Wood. Is that correct?
JWP Wood.
My bad. JWP Wood. I had it right and I said it wrong.
Yeah, no worries.
All right. And I do need to have you verified. So if you're running from like running the business from a residential address, I can hide it, but I do need that address to verify you at. So what's the best address for you, Joseph?
That would be 7588
okay.
East Viadana Road.
Viadana Road. Okay. Got it. 85266.
Yep.
Okay.
And then, yeah, that is just a residential address, so
hide
it. Keep that hidden.
Okay, perfect. So I'll hide it. So you'll still show on the maps, right? But it'll have the address hidden, so they can't GPS to you. They'll just click to call you.
Okay.
Okay.
So also, but I won't show up. Like the pin that shows up on the map won't be in that location?
No, the pin will make it where the pin still shows up, but they can't GPS to you. So when they click on your pin, right, it'll just pull up your business, your website, your phone number, and they'll be able to click to call you.
Okay.
Okay. Trust me, I have a lot of clients that do it that way. So we'll just hide it. That way they can't GPS to you. Okay?
Okay.
All right. And let's see. Service radius. So I know Dan put in here you go all over the country. Obviously the map can't show like the entire country. So we're able to do a 50-mile radius max for targeting. Did you want me to just put you in for the max or?
Yeah, the max would be fine.
Okay, awesome. If you end up wanting to do the country later on, you're going to have to do Google Ads essentially, that pay-per-click campaign that I was talking about.
Got it.
You know?
Is there a way to do multiple cities? I don't necessarily need a 1,000-mile radius, but 50-mile radius in a few spots. Is that something you could do?
Yeah. So what, LA, you want to do like specific counties or?
No, like, so Phoenix, LA, the San Francisco Bay Area, Salt Lake City, you know, different major cities around. Can we do a location in there and do a 50-mile radius?
We can. So here's what's going to have to happen though. So you'll need a Google Ads is a pay-per-click campaign. So we could target like the LA County, you know, San Francisco, like the Bay Area using Google Ads, right? But for the map listing, it's going to be based off of your location. So it's kind of like when you search for a gas station near me and you're in Scottsdale, gas stations won't show up in LA. You know, it's going to show up near
right,
you.
Right.
So we can create multiple map listings. Like one of our biggest clients is Extra Space Storage, right? They have like 1,600 locations nationwide, but they have an address at every location. So what you'll need, just keep this in mind for future reference. Like let's say you want to target LA on the map section or the Bay Area, et cetera, you'll need addresses in those areas. The other way around that is by using Google Ads, which would be like 300 per location for the ads. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I got it. That's probably something we don't need to get into right now then.
No. Down the line. I'd see how the Scottsdale area works for you, right? Let's get this rolling. And then if you want to upgrade and add additional areas, right, we could either go the route with the address or we can do the Google Ad route as well. So, you know, me and you will be talking, obviously, so just bring it up to me. Let's get you rolling on Scottsdale, though, to start, you know?
Okay. Yeah, that works.
All right. Okay, website is jwpwood.com. I'm dyslexic today.
Yeah, all good. I have those days, too.
All right. So I got it here. Okay. And you're doing – so everything on the website's accurate, right? You're doing – it looks like cabinetry, wide oak pantries, like everything on the site's good
pretty
to
much,
go? Or?
Yeah, the site's all good. Put anything custom out of wood, and that's what I try to
custom
capture in the website, kind of how I – portray it, so I hope it comes across that way.
No, it does for sure. Technicians too, they're experts in keyword phrases, so they'll pull up how people are searching it in your area and they'll go over that with you in detail too, and you'll be able to see them in your tracking system as well. Okay. So next step, what I need to do is just secure billing information. I'm going to read a voice verification to you. This outlines our service agreement that everything's month to month here, no contracts. And then I'm going to schedule your client interview with one of our technicians. That's where they go through keywords, your social media ads, basically all the fun stuff. Okay. Now, as far as the billing information goes, the card you'll be using to secure the position with today, is it Joseph Peterson on the card, or is there a middle initial too?
There's a middle initial, W.
W, got it. And Joseph, that's J-O-S-E-P-H, right?
Yep.
Perfect. All right. And billing
Peterson with S-E-N, if you have that.
Oh, S-E-N, thank you. Okay, I did O-N. I appreciate you telling me. My bad. Change it. Okay. And billing address, is it the same 7588 East via Donna Road?
Yep.
All right. Perfect. And the card, is it Visa, MasterCard, MX, or Discover?
Visa.
All right. Ready for that card number when you are.
It's 4147-1814.
Okay.
5063.
Okay.
3700.
All right. Expiration?
1227.
All right. And the CVC code?
123.
All right. So what I'm doing now is coding out the card, assigning the package to your technician, processing the payment, and I'm going to read this voice verification to you now. Heads up on the voice verification. It will ask you a few questions already asked. Okay?
Okay.
All right, so it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance. To outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and this is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
JWP Wood.
Perfect. Please state your name and title within the business.
Joseph Peterson, owner.
Perfect. And you are authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Yes.
Perfect. And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Correct.
Perfect. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Perfect. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Not that I can think of.
Yeah, so let me explain that one. I always get questions on it. All that means,
okay,
if you're, so we're doing your Google marketing, your social media marketing. So if you plan on doing anything else, we're not going to tell you no, but we just recommend you run it by us so we can make sure we're not already doing it for you. It's just for your safety.
Okay.
All right.
Got it. Yeah.
You said, I mean, the stuff you're doing right now is totally different. So, you sound like a smart guy, but if you're ever in doubt, if you're like, man, are they already doing that? Just call me and I can let you know, you know?
Oh, yeah, I definitely would.
All right, perfect, perfect. This next part, so
you don't even want to do too much advertising anyway, so.
Yeah, and we're kind of like a one-stop shop. Like, we offer Google Guarantee, Google Ads here. You know, we even started offering Yelp ads. So we could do the majority of what you're looking for here, too, under one roof. But just we'll be talking over time, you know? Yeah.
For sure, yeah.
All right. So this next part, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date. That is December 23rd, 2024. And the non-refundable discounted amount of $299 for the platinum package. When the term is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 23rd day. In the amount of $299. You may discontinue your agreement anytime by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, we ask that you contact client support 3 days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yep.
Perfect. All right, now I can stop sounding like a robot. All right. So the client interview, we block off an hour for this appointment. Usually, just so you could plan accordingly, usually it takes about 30 minutes or so. Okay. Let me just check their second. Okay. They only have two more slots available today. They have a 2 p.m. or a 3 p.m. Do either of those times work for you?
I could do two. So what is this for?
This is where they go over the keywords. They'll ask you a questionnaire on your business, like if you have a slogan, main goal for your clients, just for all the content. And they'll go over your social media ads, too. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So you said 2 p.m., right?
Yeah.
Okay. So you're going to get an email calendar invite right now. It'll say local splash on it, CI, which just means client interview, and EN for English. 1 hour before the appointment, you'll get an email reminder and a text reminder as well. So you'll know it's coming. And the way this appointment works, Joseph, they're going to call you from our 877 number, the same number I texted you. As long as I'm not on the phone with another client, I'm going to call you first just to introduce you to the technician. Okay?
Okay.
If I am on the phone, they just call on their own to make sure we don't miss the appointment. All right.
Got it.
Few more questions for the tech side. They want to know your preference normally. Do you prefer phone calls, emails, or texts from us?
From you?
Let's
go with emails.
All right. Emails, perfect. All right. Is the business currently licensed and insured?
No.
Okay. So I'm going to put N-A, N-A. Do you have a business Facebook page for the company?
No, I don't. Just Instagram.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't see one. Okay. So we're going to create a business page for you, and we'll send you ownership of your business page, okay? Just so you're aware.
Okay.
All right. So create business Facebook. All right. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Okay. So let me explain these emails to you. You should have three from Local Splash Support, a welcome email, initial invoice, and an action needed email. Are you able to pull those up right now?
Yeah, I got them.
All right, perfect. So pull up the one that says Local Splash Initial Invoice first.
Okay.
All right. Fifth line down, there's going to be a blue hyperlink. It'll say, please click here to accept subscription terms.
Okay, got it.
All right. Go ahead and click that. That's going to take you to Local Splash Terms of Experience. This is everything you're paying for in writing. Okay, it's everything I went over with you. I always like to just kind of recap it, though. So under services, you'll see Google Business Profile Optimization, Google Business Profile Access. That's the map section on Google, okay?
Okay.
Directory submissions, you're going to see the main directories that we're submitting you to, okay?
Okay.
My site, custom website, ignore that. Your website was great, so we're just going to promote it as is. So just ignore everything under the My Site custom website, okay?
Okay.
If you needed us to redesign your website at any point, just let me know, and I could get it added for you.
Okay.
Facebook business page access and Facebook ads, those are those retargeted ads on Meta. They do run on Instagram, too. So we'll link both the Instagram and Facebook page, just so you're aware.
Okay.
All right.
Cool.
Google ads and Google guaranteed and Yelp ads, which will be below Google guaranteed. You're going to see stars next to all of those. Those are upgraded services. So if you wanted more in the future, obviously we could provide more. Okay.
Okay.
Google Workspace is optional. That's like a business email. If you're interested in that, your technician will go over it with you in the client interview. Advanced reporting is your tracking system. That's why we're on this page. I'm going to get you logged into that next. Live client support, any changes you want made, we're able to do it live over the phone with you. SMS communication is just telling you, so like if you don't answer, we don't blow your phone up, we'll just shoot you a text letting you know we called. Okay?
Got it.
Delivery dates and client responsiveness, it's all the dates we went over earlier. And then payments, you'll see what goes where and that it's month to month, no contracts. Okay. You have that seasonal hold, that we went over too on there as well. Okay. So okay. After you reviewed everything, it'll have you check a few boxes, and then it has you type your name in and hit confirm. After you do that, it will take you to a username and password screen. Just let me know when you're on that screen. I'll have your username and password pulled up. Let me know if you have any questions too, you know.
Okay, yeah, this all sounds good.
All right, perfect. Let me know when you're on that username password screen. I have it pulled up for you.
I'm trying to hit confirm signature, but it's like, I can hardly click it.
Oh, you gotta, if you're doing it on your phone, you gotta turn it sideways.
Ah, okay. Try that.
Yeah, they're actually working on fixing that. I had a client tell me that, so I brought it to our IT.
Yeah.
You'll have to put to the middle initial. So Joseph W. Peterson.
Okay, yeah, there was a warning. It showed up right after I tried without it.
All right, so I'm on a
username now.
All right, so username is going to be, it's just your phone number, so no spaces, 925-323-9365.
Okay.
The password, it's all lowercase letters, all one word. I'm going to say it and then spell it, okay?
Okay.
So it's SEM Media. So S like Sam, E like Edward, M like Michael, Media. So M like Michael, E like Edward, yeah. D like Delta, IA.
Okay, looks like I just got in.
All right, awesome. Okay, so it should say we're working on your account, right? Okay, awesome. So it'll say check back in 2 to 3 days. Basically, after the client interview, we'll have everything filled in on here. But do me a favor, go ahead and click the X on that box where it says we're working on your account. And then left-hand side, you should see business info. Go ahead and click on that.
Yeah.
Okay. So then it's going to take you to business info. What I want you to do is scroll down. All of this we're going to fill in. But scroll down all the way to where it says media.
Okay, got it.
Then it should say logo, cover photo, business videos. Now, the media, so these photos are what we use for your Google listing, for your listings we create, and your social media ads. So that media part is really important, obviously, you know. The other one below media, you're going to see business documents. Okay. If you click the plus on there.
Business video. Oh, down there. Okay. Yeah.
Business documents. Yeah. So what this is for, okay. This isn't what we use on the listings or anything for the business documents. This is what we use for an advanced verification through Google because it gets you higher, faster placement on Google. Now, anything you don't have on there, like your area may not require a specific license or insurance, right? Or if you don't have like, DBA, like doing business, like whatever you don't have on there, you skip. Anything you do have, you just submit it. And we submit that directly to Google. Does that make sense?
So what kind of documents would I need to put on here then?
Whatever you have. So work vehicle with license plate, workplace and signage, business card, anything that you do have, you submit it. Anything you don't, just skip it.
So what does that do? Like for
we submit it to Google for an advanced verification.
Okay.
Okay.
Is that something I would have to do?
No. So we can do a video verification as well, but advanced verifications, we found it gets like higher, faster placement. So what do you have on there? Let me ask you that.
On where exactly?
On the document type, so it's business registration. You said you're not licensed and insured, so you'd skip that.
Right.
Tools and equipment. If you have pictures of your tools or equipment, you could upload those. Okay. Work vehicle.
Okay, I didn't see this list before. I got it.
Oh, okay, okay. I'm gonna take you to an email that shows it too. You know, but
okay.
Yeah, it's under document type basically. Anything you have on there, submit. Anything you don't, just skip it. you know?
Okay, I see now. I thought I was just uploading like some document that I pick, and I'm always confused on what I should pick. Now I see
what
you're talking about.
Yeah. And I'm going to take you to an email explaining it to you. Yeah, so
okay,
do me a favor, go back to your emails. I want to show you how to always get back there. So go to the email that says welcome to local Splash.
Okay, got it.
All right. So it's going to say on there, hello, Josh or Joseph, yada, yada, yada. If you scroll down, you'll see your username, your password, and the link to be able to log in. Okay? We do have an app for this now, too, so we'll walk you through downloading the app as well from our tech side. Okay?
Okay.
Last email, go to the email that says action needed, pictures needed for Google verification.
Got it.
Okay. So that's explaining those pictures that we just talked about. So tools and or equipment, work vehicle, business license, insurance, skip, right? Business car, business registration, yada, yada, yada. You'll see a blue hyperlink that says client dashboard. If you click on that, that's going to take you right back to the business information page we were on.
Got
okay.
It.
All right. When you
one
sign up with
real
a...
quick, if we could change.
Yeah, go ahead.
JWP Wood is one word.
Got it. All right. Good. JWP Wood. Save. I'm going to change it on my end, too, so it just changes faster.
Cool.
Okay. All right, should be updated now. See, that's why we have this, too. what I was going to say, though, I know when you get all these, when you sign up, you get all these emails and texts, right? So the main thing is going to be the media, like the pictures, right, that we're using for the Google listings and, you know, your social media ads. And then the second priority would be the business documents, okay? And obviously that client interview is important too, so we can make sure all the keywords are lined up correctly, okay?
Okay.
Do you have any questions for me right now?
How much longer is this part going to take? Because I am currently
we're
working
done.
On stuff.
Yeah, we're done.
That's it. Okay, cool.
Yep, that's it. Yep. Just make sure you save my number when you get a chance. And if you ever have any questions, just ask me. Say that again.
Is your number? Oh yeah, okay, I got it in the first text here.
Yeah, Daniel Nelson with Local Splash, extension 711. Yes, sir.
Cool. Okay, yeah, I got all that.
All right, brother. You'll also get. We just launched an app for this, so you'll get like a YouTube video too, showing you how to use it. But it's super easy. We'll walk you through downloading it too. Okay.
Okay. Cool.
All right, brother. Congratulations, and look out for that call later today, okay? I got a schedule for 2 p.m.
All right. Will do. Thank you so much.
All right, Joseph. Have a great day. Talk to you soon. Bye.
All right, you too. Bye.